Hello and welcome to an InsideCollegeHockey.com podcast recorded Monday, January 28th, 2008. And we have an action-packed podcast planned for you where we will address some of the questions that we've received via email feedback and talk about how things are going with the Inch Power Rankings, with the Hobie Tracker, and other things that we're seeing around the world of college hockey. My name is Joe Gladyszewski, senior writer covering the ECAC Hockey League and also an editor at Inch, joined by Inch editor and columnist Mike Eidelbiss and senior writer covering the WCHA, Jess Myers. Hello, gentlemen.
Good evening.
I cover Atlantic hockey now, too, just so you know.
We have done more Atlantic hockey features this year.
Yeah.
And we appreciate that.
I should have. But nothing away from our buddy K-Mac out in upstate New York. He does a great job. But anyway,
absolutely,
we'll talk about that. Down
is there. That considered upstate, by the way?
Oh, I don't know.
If you live in Manhattan, yes. If you live in Oswego, no.
Is that downriver for Oswego?
No.
Okay.
Kind of downriver from Poughkeepsie.
Yeah.
Kind of like the people here in Minnesota who consider anything north of Forest Lake the Orange. So.
Yeah. You guys know that. I don't get that joke.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to start with just reading some of the emails that have come in and talking about the issues, because this is obviously what people want to hear about. And we will start with Inch Power Rankings comments on the week that was. And we will start with this one. We will hold all the names and locations of these. We'll just read the comments as written.
No, why don't you can use the name.
No, we're not.
You don't have to use the full name.
None of them. None of them.
Are you going to read them all in a lump sum?
No, no. We're going to take them one at a time.
All right.
Did our
attorney
talk about
Sam,
it? We'll get to the next one.
Did our attorney Sam Small Print Lyman say we're opening up any liability issues if we're
blah, blah, blah? Okay, here we go.
Letter number one.
We're going to start with this one, and we'll actually mention that there were two others very similar to this.
Actual letters from actual readers.
Actual letters from actual readers. Thank you for reading, by the way. All I can say is, wow, the Gophers take one of a possible 4 points on the weekend, and they rise 3 spots. Just amazing. I'm going to guess that this will not be reflected in the other more legitimate polls. Want to bet? We do not bet on college athletics. You must be trying to bolster your widely held reputation of being a frickin' moron with literal or no hockey knowledge.
How?
This was probably addressed to you, Bus. Okay, let's start with the Gophers. No, seriously, they moved up this week. We got other ones. And the funny thing about these Gopher emails is they weren't defending their own team. They were just mad that the Gophers went up, which is, to me, an ultimate compliment for Minnesota hockey, that people care that much.
Well, yeah. Yeah, you get and like you said, this is one of two emails that kind of, well, actually, I mean, they're very similar, and they just deride the fact that Minnesota moved up. But, I mean, the one thing you have to remember, and you know, and putting the rankings together, the power ratings or power rankings together this week was probably the toughest week that I can remember since we started. And just because the bottom half of the rankings, everybody lost. Virtually everybody lost.
And the teams that did win weren't ranked.
Exactly. And
oh,
you know,
now Providence pops up. Now Minnesota Duluth pops up. Now Niagara pops up. All these teams just came out of nowhere.
Exactly. So literally what we did when we got through 10, we were like, you know what, we got to blow this thing up, really, and start from scratch almost. So, yeah, do the Gophers really deserve to move up based on getting 1 out of 4 points from Wisconsin? Probably not. But in comparison to everybody else who played this weekend, you know, the Northeasterns who lost – I think both of their games, and Lowell lost both their games, and I think UMass maybe lost
and
tied.
Against
I mean, if you look at it, and Quinnipiac loses, you know, these games don't happen in a vacuum when it comes to rankings. You kind of have to take the whole big picture into account. So if you look at it from the standpoint of, well, Minnesota, you know, only got 1 point. Well, that was 1 point better than Lowell did. That was, you know, 1 point better than Northeastern did. I think that's the biggest thing, and we don't ask for sympathy or just recognize that you can't look at it in a vacuum.
Yeah, it wasn't the Inch Power rankings from January 24th to 27th. It's the Inch Power rankings for the 2007-2008 season. And when we looked at the whole thing from, you know, the start of October to now, we thought that Minnesota was the 14th best team in the country. And I'm comfortable with that. And you know what? They probably are. These are real close.
Which is not a great statement.
It's not a great statement for the country.
No. And I think we can, you know, maybe a little further down this discussion, we'll probably address it to the WCHA in general, which is just, you look at the middle of that conference and it's a huge mess, and really, you know, determining a team's worth or, you know, relative to the other teams and trying to stack them, you know, who's better, it's nearly impossible.
All right, I'm going to cut you off there and let's go to the next question, which is, we'll take it from this angle. The hottest team in the WCHA right now. Comments begin here. I'm an avid reader of Inch and a huge college hockey fan, and I think it's pretty hilarious that you have one of the hottest teams in the country, North Dakota, ranked 7th. Can't wait for the USCHO CSTV poll, along with the USA Today poll, to come out that will make you guys look like a bunch of dummies. That was edited. Don't expect to see the Sioux any lower than 3 in either of those. I presume number 2. That's not true. This is the best one. I think me, my 10 best friends, and a keg of beer could come up with some better rankings than that BS of lineup you have. It has so much crap in it. And then, yeah, I think the keg of beer was already acquired before the email was sent. So anyway, let's talk about North Dakota. Yes, they've won 6 in a row. You know, yes, they've moved into second place in the WCHA. But you know what? We have them 7th, and the 6 teams that we have ranked ahead of them have more wins and fewer losses. And of the 6 games in a row, or 7 that they've won, they've done what they're supposed to do. That's all they've done. They beat Michigan Tech twice at home. They beat Alaska Anchorage twice at home. And they won 2 games on the road at Minnesota State.
So I saw one of those Minnesota State games. I saw the Friday night game. I got to say, North Dakota was good. They didn't look great, but I compliment them on pulling out kind of a gritty road win, which I think is something you need to learn how to do if you're going to be a contending team. I agree. They're playing very well right now. But to your point earlier, Joe, this is not the power rankings of the last 2 weeks or the last 3 weeks. This is for the season. And you can't, you know, take into account, you know, or rank them just based on what's happened in the last 3 weeks. Yeah, they played well. Yeah, they have a great opportunity to kind of reset themselves, come into to Mariucci Arena this weekend. And I think, you know, I still think they're the most talented team in the WCHA. Why it took them half a year to put that together, I don't know. Why it took them half a year last year, I don't know. But that's where they are. And I'm fine with it.
Yeah, I am too. And I think the point that you make is excellent. We're not, you know, we didn't start rating these teams from January 1. You know, we're kind of looking at the big picture. And the fact is that they were, North Dakota really underachieved, you know, in the first half. I expected a lot more out of them. And I'm sure that they probably felt the same way. But I like the direction that they're going. And, you know, and I guess I can kind of understand the frustration a little bit. But, I mean, let's be honest. I mean, I think that the teams that we've rated ahead of North Dakota, the 6 teams, you can pretty easily make a strong case for each of those 16s why they belong ahead of North Dakota, at least right now. I'm not saying that that's going to be the way, but, you know, like you said, more wins, fewer losses, and all six of those teams have been more consistent than North Dakota. So, I don't have a problem with that, but, that being said, I think North Dakota is going to end up a lot higher than where they are now, based on the way they're playing.
When I look at North Dakota, do I think of a team like Michigan or Miami or Denver, or do I think of a team like Notre Dame? I think they're exactly Notre Dame. Notre Dame's done the same thing. Actually, they've done better. They've split the series that are close series, and they've won the games they should have won, generally speaking, over the course of the year. So North Dakota is ranked ahead of Notre Dame right now, but Notre Dame may have an argument to be ahead of them. I mean, Notre Dame's only bad loss, really,